Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Hey, folks. Thanks for joining me. Your host right here, Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. Appreciate you tuning in every week. This is why I do the business, to give you knowledge to make the best decisions possible when it comes to real estate, folks. It's changed my life, created a lot of passive income for me, and that's what I want to do for you, help you diversify your portfolio, or if you already have a bunch of real estate, just making sure that you're protected and you're doing the right things, right? So if you have questions throughout the show, feel free to give me a call at 719-232-1063. The title of today's show is Why America is Number One When It Comes to Real Estate. Folks, we're going to run it down decade by decade, starting in the 1950s, go through some of the highlights of what happened during those decades, and then go through what was the growth. What did real estate look like during those decades, and how's it performing in today's world, right? Bringing it up to the current market. So, anyway, we always talk the good, the bad. Obviously, unless you're living underneath a rock, you've heard interest rates have been climbing and climbing and climbing. Well, last week we saw the largest increase in the last 35 years. You're sitting at a 6% interest rate right now for a home purchase. Folks, remember that the average interest rate over the last 40 years is 8%, okay? So don't be alarmed. This is normal. Rates will continue to go up, though. So if you're one of those few who are saying they're going to dip back down, not going to happen. Look at what happened during the 1970s. That'll give you your game plan for what possibly could be on the horizon as we approach, you know, this high inflation, stagflation era. The good, the bad, that was the bad. I'll let you make the decision on this next one if it's good or bad. Depends on what side of the fence you're on, folks. Price reductions are up 69%. Nationally from last year at this time. I mean, just ridiculous, right? A totally different market, even from, you know, January, February, March to now. It's just been a complete whirlwind, right? So what that means for you, if you're looking to buy, you have to be ultra sensitive to what you're purchasing. Make sure you're insulated, you're buying a good deal. And if you're selling, you got to make sure you're pricing right. You can't be foolish and think that, hey, we're going to be getting all these multiple offers and we're going to be able to call the shots, because that is not the market anymore. You can still have success. You approach things with the right mindset, folks. That's the key to the show, is getting your mind right today. You know, my favorite holiday of all time is this 4th of July. It is such a reminder we live in the best country in the world. It's made possible by our military. We live in this beautiful military town. We get to be around these local heroes every day. It is a blessing. And also our local heroes, our police, our firefighters, we thank you. If you have questions over the break, call me at 719-232-1063. We're going to be right back. We're going to get in the meat of the show. And then the third segment, we will bring in Kyle Ernst from House Check. You're listening to Justin Hermes on Cairo News Radio.
I brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
Only in America, dreaming in red, white, and blue. Only in America, where we dream as big as we want to.
Folks, welcome into the second segment. Thanks for hanging with me. Matt gave me a tight close out there. And he said, sorry, I spaced it. I told him that, well, you're human. It's the first time I've seen him make a mistake. Don't let it happen again, Matt. Matt, you're incredible. You're a great producer, because you dial it in and the show wouldn't be possible without you. So thank you, my friend. Let's get back on track here. And that is real estate being number one in the country, in the USA, why we've had such success over the decades. And even through some of the worst housing crisis, worst recessions, you'll see the proof is in the pudding here, folks. And what we've done is we've adjusted all these numbers to the current day's dollar, okay? And take that into mind, because what I'm doing here is I don't want to throw crazy numbers at you where it's just going to blow your mind, because you're not going to be able to really relate, right? So what we've done, we have adjusted these numbers. So as you'll see, as we start out in the 1950s, The average house price is $79,000 in today's dollars. Back then, it was $6,000. $6,000 was the average home price back in the 1950s, but we're adjusting that with inflation. Today's dollar was $79,000. If you were going to take a time capsule back to the 1950s, here's some of the things you'd see. You'd see Eisenhower's Federal Highway Project going on, right? All of a sudden, we see all these suburban areas popping up, and you know, people can travel now, they can commute. The transportation just, it really took off during the 1950s. And then also what happened as well is the VA home loan, right? And so we saw between World War II and 1952, 2.4 million veterans bought homes under the VA loan. And that really fueled the fire when it came to real estate in the late 1940s and into the 1950s. Okay, so we saw real estate growth in the 1950s, 31%, right? Unbelievable numbers. And you're seeing really where things will jump compared to demographics. Pay attention to that, folks. Pay attention to the baby boomers. Pay attention to the greatest generation and these key events of what was going on in our world, right? So we go into the 1960s, excuse me, from 1950s to 1960s, that decade, we saw 31% growth, folks, over that decade. That is going to be second place for highest growth. It's going to surprise you what number one will be, what that highest decade will be. But 31% growth, and then we get into the 1960s, folks. $104,000 is the average home price, remember, adjusted for inflation. And what were we seeing during the 1960s? We saw the FHA loan come into effect. What is that? That's a low down payment loan, right? Making the, you know, the ability for somebody who doesn't have a ton of money saved for down payment, be able to get home ownership, folks. And we also saw interest rates were at 4.6, very low for that time, very, very low. And then we also saw the government put into place the Fair Housing Act, right? And so what did that do? That made rules in place where lenders and banks, they couldn't discriminate, right? So housing was opened up for everyone now. It was a fair game. If you qualified on paper, boom, you're in the door. No more discrimination. And that opened up a ton of doors for people. So between the 1960s and the 1970s, since there was so much growth for the decade before, we only saw actually 8% growth during this time, right? The other thing you have to realize is what is upon us, right? What are we going into in the 1970s? And that is an average price point home of $112,000. So we saw only $104,000, only up to $112,000, you know, an 8% increase. So fairly slow. And then what did we see in the 1970s? We saw high gas prices, right? Familiar to what we're seeing right now. Oil is obviously coincides with that, an all-time high. The Vietnam War was going on. We're not currently involved in a war, but we are seeing Ukraine and Russia. This is affecting food supplies, right? And we're more of a global economy now. And so that's where you're seeing an increase at the supermarket, your increase at restaurants, right? And we're experiencing inflation. 1970s was a wild period of inflation. It got up to its peak of 18% inflation, which is just off the chart. And then what we also saw is a stagflation, right? As we got into the late 1970s, a stagflation came in where it wasn't just inflation, but it was high unemployment, zero economic growth. And that just totally plagued the 1970s. But what I would caution you on is just say housing had an issue. It didn't, folks. During the 1970s, with interest rates charging up high where they peaked in 1982 at 18%, and we saw people struggling to put gas in their car, very similar situation. We saw over that 10-year period, 24% growth nationally in the real estate market. And so keep that on your docket as you're looking at today's market. Yes, we're experiencing a correction. Yes, we're experiencing a slowdown. It is not going to be red hot. But what I can tell you is history does repeat itself. And I would think by 2030 that we probably will see growth, you know, around the 18% to 20%. I don't think we'll see 24% quite, but I do think 18 to 20% growth. Some would argue what happened in 2008 is going to happen again. We're going to go through that and proof's in the pudding. We'll talk about the facts and how that actually transpired, right? So we then get into the 1980s. Obviously, I just told you in 1982, rates were at 18%. The average home price throughout that decade was $147,000. Okay, if you're just tuning in and you have questions about this because we're adjusting the sales price for a home. So if you're looking up on the internet, you have to remember we adjusted for inflation so you can relate. My number is 719-232-1063. If you have any questions, that's 232-1063. 1063. But then 1980s, we had Black Monday, right? 1987 in October, stocks dropped 25%. And then, you know, we started to see a lot more uncertainty in the economy as you head into 1990, right? The tail ends of the 80s into 1990, we saw a pretty big recession and a housing bust in major cities, folks. The major cities, the LAs, the Chicagos, the New Yorks, were hit hard during this time period. And for the decade of the 1990s, we saw interest rates, the average rate was 10%. Okay, so where did housing prices go then? We hit 1990, the average housing price is $157,000. Okay, so only 7% growth there. Right now, look at what we learn here. 1950s, 31% growth. 1970s, 8% growth. 1980s, 24% growth as we go into 1980. And then 1980, 1990, 7% growth, right? So these big hits as far as where we're seeing a big jump. And what I would tell you is that 24% growth is, a lot of that's geared towards the baby boomers entering their prime purchasing years, right? And we see the pullback when you hit 1990, okay? We get into the time period between 1990 and 2000, we saw 13% growth, okay? 13% appreciation in the housing market. And the average home price nationally in 2000 was $179,000. Okay, now obviously more people know what's coming next because we tend not to look back that far in history, but in the rearview mirror, most people do remember 2008, right? We don't have to go too deep into that. They were giving out crummy loans. Anybody could qualify. If you could fog a mirror, you could get a loan. And lending practices, bad appraisal practices, they were in cahoots, right? The banks, the lenders, the appraisers, the average interest rate was 8%. Ton of adjustable products, you know, got introduced during this time period. And that's when rates adjusted, people got hammered and they were underwater, right? But what I will tell you that is so important, folks, is from 2000 to 2010, through that the worst probably housing crisis we've seen in our lifetime, we saw a growth period in real estate. We saw an average home price in 2010 nationally of $263,000. That is skewed a little bit by some of the big cities. We didn't see that obviously here in the Springs. We were in almost the low 100s, right? But what I'll tell you is, if you look back on what's adjusted for inflation, back to 2000, it was actually only $119,000. You heard that right. In 2000, $119,000 was the average home price throughout the United States. What does that tell you? $60,000 worth of inflation in those 50 years between 1950 and 2000. And that's what I want you to hear, is because during this inflation time period we're going to be experiencing, and it's not ending, real estate is your best safeguard against inflation. I can go through these stats and show you. Now we see 2010, average price of $263,000. We get into the late, 2000. Well, really, we hit 2013, 14, 15. What's going on? The millennials are starting to buy homes. The housing market starts to get hot and hot. We get into 17, 18. It's red hot. And then 19 and 20 was just an explosion because of COVID. People could move anywhere they wanted, right? People are considering job relocations. A place like Colorado Springs grows immensely because people are working from home. Interest rates are at an all-time low, right? We got interest rates at 2.25%, 2.5%. People are making these moves. They're thinking about getting out of the big city, right? And so then in 2020, what's the average home price? $336,000, okay? The total price growth, which will blow your mind, and this is what you have to remember here. The total price growth we saw from 1950 to 2020, that's a 70-year time period, 326% is what we saw for growth. And now you talk about making money, folks. I mean, that's unbelievable. And you've seen it. Those who have home ownership have seen it in 19 and 20 and 21, where we have 17%, 18% appreciation right here in Colorado Springs. It's happening in your backyard with the average home price sitting at $500,000, right? I mean, it's just remarkable the safeguard that real estate has against inflation. And we haven't even skinned the apple on getting into the tax write-offs, the leverage opportunities of mortgage. If you've heard some of my past shows, we talk about that. With the tax write-offs in itself, if we started calculating that in to the 326% appreciation, we would probably be closer to, with the cash flow numbers, about a 600% appreciation, which is just wild. I mean, it's almost you know, it's mind-boggling, but I'll do the numbers for you. I'm not blowing steam here. That's why I wanted to do the adjustment for inflation so you could really see the price adjustments, folks. So the whole moral of the story is real estate is number one in the United States. Over a 20-year time period, we never have seen it dip, folks. We saw people purchase in 07, 08, the peak of the market, buying a home for, you know, $220,000. It dipped all the way to $110,000, maybe in 2008 and 9. But guess what? Now they're selling it for $450,000, folks. And so the key is the number one rule I tell you, hold real estate 15, 20 years and you will win, folks. Make sure you stick around. We got Kyle Ernst joining us next from House Check. Going to be a very exciting segment. We'll be right back. Just on the night.
All the old men at the diner, telling tales too tall to tell. They're all bragging about the good old days and how this country has gone to hell. But as for me, I believe we got a hard land full of hope. We're coming back around, 'cause you can't hold down the American soul.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Oh, say, can you see flag that you wave? Freedom ain't free in the home of the
folks, welcome into the third segment here of Real Estate Realities. You're listening to Justin Hermes. Questions over this segment, feel free to give me a call at 719-232-1063. If you're joining us just now, remember 4th of July Monday, folks. If you see a service member in the community, shake their hand and tell them thank you for representing our country. The courageous, how brave these people are to go out, risk their lives for our freedom. This is why we get to celebrate, is because of our military members and then those locally who keep us safe, the police and the firefighters. So remember what the holiday is about. It's what makes America great, and that is all of you listening. And big thank you to the veterans and those currently serving. Without further ado, Kyle Ernst, a patriot himself. Kyle, welcome to the show. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Are you fired up for the 4th of July?
I am. I'm ready for the weekend.
It's great. It's great. It's kind of sad. We live in a world now where sometimes you fly the American flag and people will think, you know, you're racist or things like that. And so I love the 4th of July because we see all these American flags out and I go, this is the America, you know, I grew up in, which is great. What do you think?
My flag flies every day.
There it is. It's just going to fly a little bit bigger on the 4th of July, right?
Absolutely.
There we go. Fantastic, yeah. Folks. So, Kyle, we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, we talked about decades before this on the segment of home ownership, what happened in previous decades, the growth, the appreciation people saw in their homes. And what I wanted to bring you in for is to talk about, you know, the general maintenance and advice of home ownership. People see the appreciation in their real estate growing. It's exciting. But on the other hand, you have to protect your greatest asset. And, you know, that's why we brought you in.
Yes, sir.
So what?
Well, I just have a couple of things that I would go through for any home buyer or owner that they should just maintain the house and watch for, and, you know, certain maintenance things that they have to do when they move in, you know, when they every month, annually, what they need to look for and just monitor, really. So one of the things that I would suggest is replace the locks on the doors when they move in, because you don't know who's going to have extra keys to that house. So changing your locks on the exterior doors is always a good idea. And then to have fire extinguishers. And one thing I learned from a fireman was that fire extinguishers need to be secured to a wall where everybody knows where they are at all time. You know, if they're just laying around loose, they can be moved, and then you may not know where the fire extinguisher is if you need to use one.
That's important. The other thing I'd mention, too, because you mentioned the locks, and that is also, you know, so many homes have these garage codes now, and I think people forget to reset those as well, and that's easy access, obviously, for, you know, some past neighbor or a past friend who could get access to your house.
Absolutely, yeah. That's a good idea to make sure you change those codes, because you never know who's out there might want to try to get in the house. But that's some of the stuff, you know, a monthly thing. They need to, you know, they probably should check their filters on their heaters and their AC. The AC and the furnace run off the same filters, so it's good to check those every month. Make sure your CO detectors work, because a lot of times these CO detectors don't always work. And then fire detectors, smoke detectors, if they're older than about 7 years old, they probably should be replaced, because there's a radioactive element in them that decays. And over about 7 years, they, you know, you run the risk of that thing not going off if there's smoke in the house. So those are things that, you know, just safety issues. And that's really one of my big things when I do a home inspection, is safety issues and things that need to be maintained just for the safety of the family.
That's right. That's important. And the other thing too is, folks, if you are listening to this and you're going, I need to really have somebody come out and just take a whole look through my house and make sure that, you know, I don't have safety issues or I'm not getting water next to my foundation, you can call Kyle at 719-266-1645. That's 719-266-1645. He does all our home inspections. He's been doing it for, you know, 30 plus years. And so he knows a thing or three about home inspections.
Absolutely. Well, and an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, is what they say. So maintaining the house is important just for the value of the home, you know, keeping it painted, keeping all the doors working, keeping the windows up to shape. So, you know, go in and clean the windows off and just maintain your investment, because if you let it deteriorate, then your value of the house is going to start to drop.
That's the key, folks. The other thing too is, you know, Kyle, you brought up a good point about, you know, looking at stuff before, you know, a lot of people, you know, they get so excited about home ownership. We have people, you know, buying properties as is in this market a lot, that they don't revisit the home inspection, right? And so what I would say is a good idea is to go back through that home inspection, mark off your priority items, and make sure those get tackled. You know, things like grading are important. Things like, you know, flashing on your roof, you know, those are the main ticket items where if something happens, you start to get some leaking that's going into your attic and you don't know notice it, and a year later, you know, it's full with mold. Now you're talking about a problem that could be tens of thousands rather than, you know, a $300 repair on the exterior of the roof.
Absolutely. And the gutters are the big key, because we got some big trees around our homes, and the leaves get into the gutters, they get down into those downspouts, and they plug that downspout out. The water has nowhere to go, so it just fills that gutter up, and it'll get back into the soffits, and it can get up into your attic and come into the walls, and then you really got a major problem. Water is so corrosive. We don't think of water as being a corrosive element, but it really just destroys stuff. And you get water around your foundation, and you really can be looking at real expensive fixes if you've got movement in your foundation. And like we've talked before about expansive soils in Colorado, unless your house is fairly new, you know, if you're back in the 80s, a lot of those homes, really, they didn't really understand expansive soils back in the 70s and the 60s. And water gets next to your foundation, and if it's got that expansive soil, it can move your house 2 inches, move the foundation up 2 inches, and you're looking at considerable interior cracking and damage. So that's always something that you need to kind of monitor around your house. If you start seeing some weird cracks in your drywall or your doors stop working properly, that's a good indication that you may have some movement in the foundation. So moisture off the roof, that's where your vast majority of your water comes from, is from the roof drainage. So that's something that you need to check probably every spring, every fall. Make sure your downspouts are working properly, draining away from the house. And like you said, drainage, you know, making sure the slope of the soil around the house is away from the house and it's got some slope on it, so that water will easily move away from the house.
There it is, folks. That's the ticket. Kyle, we got about a minute left. Can you go over your website and your cell phone number with the radio listeners?
Absolutely. My website is www.housecheckinc.com, HouseCheckInc.com. And my phone number is 719-266-1645, 719-266-1645. 866-1645.
Okay, folks, that's another show in the books. Kyle, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy your 4th of July.
Okay, you too, Justin. Thank you much.
All right, folks, remember the ticket here. It's fun talking about the appreciation of the market, what's going on. The real key is using the gifts God has given you and blessing somebody else in the community. We'll be right back here next Sunday at 10:30 and again at 1. Happy 4th of July.
It's a red, white, and blue. It's the yellow, brown, and black. It's those rotten old Republicans and those darned old Democrats.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
All we need is a little love to knock off a little rust. Take time to shine that penny so we can read in God we trust.